USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey forecasts what he is calling an upside-down weather pattern.
For example, by the end of this week, we could see temperatures at or above 100 degrees in the Dakotas and far upper Midwest. Meanwhile, temperatures will be more locked into the 80s, and we'll see clouds and rainfall from the southern plains on through the Gulf Coast region and eventually to the southern Atlantic coast.
He points to wetness-related concerns in the southern part of the country.
So we've seen a lot of May rainfall. A lot of places in Texas and Louisiana, for example, reported anywhere from 12 to 20 inches of rain during the month of May, leading to flooding, fieldwork delays, and considerable amounts of flash flooding as these heavy showers move through.
He adds that more is on the way.
There is the possibility of much higher totals in thunderstorms. So unfortunately, expect some more fieldwork delays and flooding across eastern and southern Texas into parts of Louisiana.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.